Hey, everybody.
We are back again. Hoping everybody's doing wonderfully.
Hope so.
Yeah, and I gotta say, I love that while the song was playing, which that song is freaking awesome, I love that on West Side Highway, which, you know, we can see, I could say we're on the west side of Manhattan. West Side Highway is not that far from us. You could hear a truck blow a horn, and it was in harmony with the song. I thought that was pretty cool. I dig that. Like, okay, thank you. Thank you, universe, for putting those pieces in place.
It's always good to see you bopping around.
I see me, but literally when I turn on my music, I'm dancing around the apartment. It's
yeah.
True. It's no joke. No kidding.
Yeah.
But hoping everybody's having a wonderful weekend.
Easter.
Okay,
happy Easter.
Happy Easter and happy trans recognition day.
No, Easter.
But it's also trans recognition day.
Do it another day.
Wow.
No, I'm just saying, like, you
wow.
can't have all these jamming all these holidays into one day.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
Just, no, it's per
it's
chance
like,
that they happen to line up on the same day.
Is it this year or every year?
It's not every year.
Oh, okay. So then happy whatever day.
It's
it?
trans recognition day.
Happy trans recognition
yeah.
day.
It's funny.
If it's
Trump
not every
said,
day.
Trump said the same thing.
What? No, it's ridiculous because if your birthday
yeah.
falls on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Merry Christmas. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday. You
okay.
don't make that for that person a special day. It's kind of bullshit. So once you start lumping all these holidays into one day, they all lose their meaning.
Okay.
All of them.
But nobody's lumping them all into one day. It's per chance.
I thought they were.
No.
I apologize.
Okay, good.
To anybody that took offense, especially my wife.
There you go.
For some apparent reason.
And the trans community
Jesus
as a whole.
Jesus Christ. Well, some didn't take offense.
Is that right?
Yeah, they all took offense to me, right? I don't think so. I think some are like, well, whatever, dude. I don't think they're all that emotional about things. Or you stereotyping them. Hmm? Riddle me that, Cape Crusader. What? Don't give me that look. Come on, it's Easter. Trans Day. You know what I say? Trans Day is every day here in New York. Right? Happy Trans Day, honey. Transylvania Day. Ha 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 ha. I've called to bite your neck. No? When's Werewolf's Day?
There's not a Werewolf's Day, as
well,
far as
then,
I know.
You know what? I'm going to write my congressman.
Is that right? Are you?
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
That there should be a Werewolf Day?
I feel left out.
And there should be a Transylvania Day, specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
Why is not?
Now, you want a Transylvania Day just for recognizing Transylvania, or do you want a Dracula Day? Is that what you want?
Dracula Day.
And are we talking about Dracula, like vampire Dracula, or
is there any other Dracula?
Yeah, there was the Count Dracula, who actually the vampire
cereal.
Is based on.
Yes.
Oh no, way older than hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Look,
he was referred to as Ivan the Terrible.
Julian.
Yeah.
There was the one that has delicious cereal. I happen not to like it.
Okay.
I know people do find it delicious.
Okay.
And nutritious and
yeah.
fun for the whole family. That. Fine. That makes me happy. I was more of a Frankenberry kind of person.
Okay. Are you still a Frankenberry kind of person?
No. No. I've grown out of that.
I was going to say, I've never seen you eat Frankenberries before.
I've grown out of it. I'm a big boy now.
But are you?
Apparently I am. I have much responsibility in my life. Apparently it's giving me way too much. I've snapped.
Is it too much?
It's too much.
Is it
it's
all
too
just
much.
Too much?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently. So, moving forward, what were we? Oh, I'm more of a oops, all berries kind of person.
Okay.
You know what
and
that
which
is?
One? No, I don't.
That's Captain Crunch with berries.
Okay.
But they forgot to put the Captain Crunch in.
Okay.
So it's just all berries.
Okay, and you like that?
I love it. But, like any love or any good relationship, it comes with a price.
Okay.
Your mouth, the mouth of your roof pays a very heavy price.
Is that right?
Oh. Very heavy price.
Oh, man. And you're saying with relationships as a whole, are you saying the roof of your mouth pays a very heavy price for being married to me? Are you trying to tell me something? I mean, I can't imagine why. I mean, there's always a certain, like, oh, ha, 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 but I'm honestly not sure. Is this true? Is there something you're trying to tell me?
No. Let me see. No, it leaves a heavy toll on the roof of your mouth.
Captain Crunch does.
Oops, all berry does.
Okay, does Captain Crunch as a whole do that?
Sometimes.
Just
but
the all berries does.
Between the Captain Crunch and, you know, it's a little more, it's not as gravelly.
Okay.
So eating,
like eating
road
what?
Gravel.
Why?
But
why
delicious
you,
road gravel.
Why would you do that?
Because it's delicious. Did you miss the delicious part?
I mean, I heard it, but I can't imagine gravel being delicious. No.
It is, but not literal gravel on the street.
Yeah.
Oops, all berries.
Yeah.
It's gravel-like.
So are you going to say, are you saying that if the gravel outside of our apartment building, if that tasted like berries, you would go eat that?
Probably. Why not? Why wouldn't I?
I mean, I would think it'd be terrible for your teeth.
Well, isn't all berries? Oops, all berries? Would probably be,
I would think so, yes. But I don't think actual real-life berries, like berries that grow from the ground and grow on all those like brushes and everything and thistles.
That comes from gravel?
But
you're not mocking me for that.
But they're not gravel. You know what I mean? The berries are not gravel.
There's probably some minuscule parts of gravel in them.
I've just never heard of berries rotting anybody's teeth.
Well, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a dentist, and neither are you, so.
It's true. That's very true.
Who knows this?
Thanks for joining us.
You got my own.
Oh, man. But yeah, I just, that's something.
Like, oops, all berries was one of my favorites, but I've grown to learn that, you know, maybe I should, you know, grow up a little bit, and the carnage that inflicts on the roof of my mouth might not be worth it. Like smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, I believe you.
But, you know.
Do you miss it?
I do miss it.
Okay, you miss smoking cigarettes?
Of course I do.
Okay.
But I don't miss the things that come along with it.
Yeah.
The cost, the smell.
Oh, so expensive. Oh, yeah.
You know.
How fragile it made, again, fragile it made your bones.
So.
Not recovering well from surgeries.
You know, everything comes with a price, and it was a good relationship while it lasted. So.
And that lasted for how many decades?
On and off.
Okay.
Like any whirlwind love. You know, you have your ups and your downs. And
wait, smoking cigarettes was a whirlwind love for you?
Sure, you know, like, hey, I think we should stop.
Yeah.
Seeing one another.
Okay.
A little while. Sometimes it was 10 years, sometimes it was 6 months.
Really?
Sometimes it was a week.
So there are times when
we always found our way back to each other.
But you actually, at one point in time, stopped smoking for 10 years.
Just about.
Okay. Because, yeah, I know at this point in time, I think it's been about 10 years, too. Mm. Close.
But, you know, the only way I'll smoke now is if the doctor says, look, you got about a week or two to live.
Yeah.
All right, well.
And you'll pick it back up again.
I might.
Yep.
Because it does smell.
It does.
Like, and it's like, all right, you know what? Depending on what appendage is probably rotting out of my body.
Yeah.
You know, whatever disease, that brittle disease in my body I have, that probably stinks enough. It probably doesn't need any more help.
I could see that. Well, plus, you can't smoke in our apartment.
Look, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Even if I went outside to smoke.
Yeah. Which, but yeah, that's a giant, giant pain. Oh, he just caught his chewing stick. That's what you heard. Get it. Little man is wrestling with my backpack.
This is a giant pain. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
But
very true. Well, I thank you for stopping.
I thank me for stopping. I'm very proud of myself.
You should be. I'm really proud of you, too. I'm very proud of you.
Good.
Yeah, it's true. What are you doing?
It's Matt.
Oh, okay. That's what you're doing. I was going to say, okay, that dead air. That's what it is. I brought this up to Tim, was it yesterday? Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in
prison.
That's
not much.
It's true, but he also had to, he was ordered to forfeit $11 billion in assets. That's a lot.
He what?
He was ordered to forfeit $11 billion in assets.
Who says he has that much to begin with? I thought he had to forfeit everything.
Apparently, like, there's still $11 million left that he had to forfeit.
But
so.
He stole, what, 16?
Actually, I'm not sure off the top of my head. I didn't put that down. He stole a lot, and he's going to do 25 years in prison for it.
He was like a Madoff, I think.
I don't think you're wrong.
I think that number was kind of around where Madoff was at.
But
I think he has a lot more to show for it than Madoff did.
You think so?
Yeah,
I mean, he's going to do 25 years in prison.
No, but I mean, what I mean by that is I think Madoff, like when they went through all his accounts, they were really like nothing.
Wow.
Like he paid his one secretary, who barely knew how to use a fucking computer, paid her like close to $1 million a year.
Wow.
He gave them all bonuses.
Yeah.
At the last holiday, kind of like when he knew it was going to be over, gave them all huge bonuses and basically was like,
man,
just cash the checks quick and enjoy the holidays. And when the FBI or whatever was asking her, like, you didn't think that salary was a little high for what you did? And she's like, do you think us secretaries from all over the city get together at company picnics and secretaries to compare salaries?
I wouldn't think so.
I work for one of the biggest financial guys in the world.
Yeah.
I didn't question it.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't
And then when
it.
You put it like that, you're kind of like, yeah, you know what? She's kind of right.
It's true.
You know
what? I see this. He was found guilty for fraud for stealing at least $10 billion from customers and investors. He has to pay $11 billion back and do 25 years for that. I don't think that's...
But I'm surprised that they got what he basically took.
Yeah.
And he basically... Basically, what he did was when you put your money in a bank, they invest it.
Yeah.
In certain things that's going to make them money. Like if they're paying you half a percentage point or 1%, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They're going to lend it to somebody.
Yeah, 1% is a good.
They're
going to
get
yeah.
6% back on it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But what he did was if you put your money into his exchange, his cryptocurrency exchange, he would take that money and buy like land in the Bahamas, which you couldn't do that. You're using customers' money to buy your company's assets. Now, fraud, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to take the money that you were using as a salary,
mm-hmm.
your own personal salary,
yeah.
your assets,
yeah.
it's different.
But he wasn't.
But he yeah. wasn't. Or if... Say, as they call a Bitcoin whales, the ones that own a lot of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, you know, I see you make all these deposits in Bitcoin. You know, I think you should invest it in this, in land or whatever. And we have people that do that.
Okay.
And here's your names.
Yeah.
It's different.
Okay.
Instead of just doing it.
Yeah. Because again, fraud.
So again, yeah.
Actually, theft.
If I put my money into there, I expect it to be there.
Yeah, I get that. But it wasn't.
Nope.
So he had to forfeit all of that.
Yeah.
And then some.
And if I'm not mistaken, since it's federal,
it's a federal case.
It's a federal.
Federal sentencing.
Yeah.
Federal.
He has to do all the time.
Okay.
It's not like I think state or county to where if you're found guilty of 25 years, good behavior and all that, you get about out in about a third of the time.
Which is nice.
But with federal,
no,
you have to do as much time as they sentenced you to.
He's doing 25 years.
Yeah, I think that's
a lot.
The case.
And I see, yep, it was actually Manhattan Federal Court that
yeah,
he had
Southern
to...
Southern District of New York.
Yeah.
They're the toughest.
Yeah. They don't come to play.
No.
Yeah.
They're after Diddy.
Yeah. Understandably so, which, again, disappoints me so much.
But, hey.
I expect...
Everyone's innocent until proven guilty, so relax.
I get that, but even so, the fact that Southern District is going after him means that they have a lot of evidence. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't. I mean, I know their reputation, but everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
It's true. That is true.
That's one. I'll allow it, McCoy, this time.
Is that right? Is that right? Are you scolding me?
That's one, McCoy.
You're calling me McCoy. This is not Law and Order.
Such a great show.
Oh, man.
That was a good, or is a good show. I don't know
it's
why
true.
It's past tense.
Present tense, because it's still a present tense show.
Yeah, I don't know what they would do without, Mariska Hargitay and...
Oh, for Law & Order SVU, yeah. Now, McCoy was in Law & Order Criminal Intent.
Just Law & Order, regular Law & Order, the original.
Okay, wasn't that Criminal Intent?
Oh.
No, it was, they
was
were different. Okay.
At first it was just Law & Order, and then they got all crazy with it. You know? SVU.
Yeah, Special Victims Unit, right. And Criminal Intent.
Right.
And then now they have the one that's about organized crime.
Right. And I guess the thing with Mariska Hargitay, say she used to be whose daughter? Or...
Oh, she was, her mom was, I'm trying to remember.
She was killed.
She was killed in the car wreck.
She was decapitated.
Yeah, in a car accident. And it was.
Some people weren't saying that. It wasn't an accident.
Oh, yeah, I never heard that before.
Oh, yeah, big time.
That's something.
Yep.
And I understand that Mariska was in the car, too, when it happened.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but... I heard that she was in the car, too. But her mom was Jane Mansfield. That was Jane Mansfield? Really?
Yes, she was the sex bomb or whatever.
Yeah, she was a sex symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And those, her, I say, that cleavage was off the hook. I didn't know it was Jane Mansfield. I thought it was a singer who was her mom.
She was, as they would say now, like a big boned.
Like, she's big boned?
Well, she was a full-figured gal.
Was she? You see the pictures of her. She doesn't look full-figured at all, but she has a nice set.
But so is Mariska Hargitay. She's a bit full-figured gal.
You see, I don't think she's full-figured either. When I think of full-figured, I think of Lizzo. That's
no.
A full-figured girl.
No.
She's a full-figured girl.
No, that's more than that. That's downright, that's downright zip code.
Oh, so bad. Yeah, she doesn't look full-figured to me. But she has curves.
She had
curves.
That's the angle. You know all people.
It's
look,
true.
You
I do.
You look up Jane Mansfield full-figured.
Yeah, I will look it up.
Or the question, was she full-figured?
Yeah, that's something. I really did not think she was full-figured.
Freddie got fingered.
Freddie got fingered?
I'm full-figured guy.
Oh, silly bear. Let me see. Was she full-figured? Because, I didn't think she was full-figured. I feel like she, of course, she had, she doesn't look full-figured to me, but she has nice curves. Or she did. Look at those curves.
Yeah, I know, but those weren't real curves. Those are like the whole girdle that you use. Trust me, I know, honey.
But those are real. She's in swimsuits. Yeah, she doesn't look full-figured there. Yeah, but she doesn't look full-figured. That's what I'm saying. Full-figured, usually, when I hear it,
you
think means they're
overweight. Fine. No, when I say full-figured, I'm talking about, like, who is that blonde, the most recent one that she actually OD'd to? Who was it? Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Yes, I do know. And, like, 20 years ago, she, almost 20 years
you
ago.
Know,
she,
yeah.
I do. She, and it's such a sad story, too.
Yes.
So
Persona's
sad.
Still alive.
My
God.
Yes, I know who you're talking
she
about.
She was gorgeous. She's very sexy.
It's true. She posed for Playboy.
Yes.
She was a stripper.
Well, she was a stripper, and some rich oil guy came in and stripped off her feet and promised her his promise. She said, okay. And she said, I never thought he was who he said he was after he left her all that shit. Because of something like suitors. Like, you can't take all my stuff.
Wow.
And she's like, I guess it came out in court to where, it was really, really like super sad. She's like, he could have been anybody. He could have lived in a pull-along trailer and I would have went with him.
Yeah.
That's
how
sad. How I was living. Like
Anna Nicole Smith.
That's how. Yeah. She
May
said,
she
I would have
peace.
Went with somebody who lived in a tiny trailer.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be loved.
Like, she just wanted to get
it was
out of
so
there.
Fucking sad. I remember somebody reading the testimony and I was like, oh my God.
And yeah, she was beautiful.
Like the way she worded it was like, wow, that's not bullshit.
It's heartbreaking.
People,
that's her with her husband. Yeah.
Yeah. But some people, know how to bullshit, but the way she worded it was just, oh my God, that's not bullshit.
Yeah. Absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Man.
And I don't know how long after he died, she died, but. Or
I
how much
it,
of the money she
was
got.
Some time. I don't know how long. Yeah, I really don't know how long. Yeah, I'll look that up. Yeah, she died. She was 39 years old. Died in 2007. Yeah, died of a drug overdose.
Mm.
That is so sad.
It's really sad.
He died in 1995.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So who's to say?
Who's to say what?
He was, she made him happy to him.
Must have. But yeah. It's very, yeah, very, very sad. Oh, that's something. I didn't know she was born in 67.
Very good.
Mm. But yeah, I never thought of her as a full-figured girl either.
Well, apparently she was, they said.
Okay. That's something, just again, definition of, because at least now when you hear full-figured girl, it's, she's overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's overweight. Doesn't, they don't have to be morbidly obese, but they're overweight. They're not slim. So that's why I didn't think of Jane Mansfield as being a full-figured girl.
Yeah. So what else you got for me?
All right. What else I got here? Just a moment. All right. Yeah, we got some old ones here. Just a second. Just a second. I've got them here, too.
Right.
Oh, remember we saw this, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was all about, again, Larry David, and he was giving water to somebody
right,
in line, and the whole, like, well, he was arrested for it, and all that stuff like that. You know, here in New York State, you're actually legally not allowed to give anybody any water or food if they're in line for voting, too.
That's ridiculous.
It hasn't been enforced since it was put into place, but the whole thing is, like, it's still on the law books. Why is this, yeah, you're not enforcing it, but why is this just not off the law books at this point?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was something, seeing it as a New Yorker, like, really? This is still in the books? Why? But yeah, it's called a line warming ban. It bans any person waiting to vote, any provision such as food or beverages. What lawyers for defendants argue the law, it was enacted to, quote unquote, insulate voters from real or perceived interference, undue influence, and intimidation during the voting process. But yeah, it's been in place here in New York for 120 years, never been enforced.
Hmm.
But yeah, what Eljoy Williams of NAACP Brooklyn chapter had said, and she's legislative coordinator for New York State chapter, had said, if you are inconvenienced in some way because you have to wait a little long to do it, groups like ours can help you. Maybe give your kids some goldfish so they are not wilding out while you're waiting to vote. Yeah. Technically, that's illegal, but it's the whole thing, like, why is it in place still? Because, of course, down south, it's actually being used to get mostly people of color, not allow them to vote.
Right.
Because, of course, it's being really, really enforced in communities of color. But, yeah, and it's saying, too, it's long lines of early voting sites are because of a disproportionate number of voters are assigned to certain locations. Of course, it's gerrymandering, that whole thing.
Right, right.
So it is craziness. I'm just surprised again that really here we're better than that, aren't we? No.
Moving things along.
I'm hoping so.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
And I see that you know they have the Easter Mass here at St. Patrick's.
Oh yeah.
Free Palestine people broke it up.
Yeah.
You're not getting anybody on your side that
way. No, I mean, I get it. It's an important message. Very, very much so. But
you're making yourselves out to be animals.
You're alienating
a lot of
people.
That's
a thing. That's a problem.
Yeah. You know, protest peacefully outside. Martin Luther King got really far with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's true. He did.
But and they're saying, too, that Baltimore accident with the ship.
Oh, with the bridge? Yeah.
That the GW and Verrazano could happen too.
Well, of course it could. I was going to say, if a ship loses power, it could happen to any ship.
Serious bridges.
It's major. It's true. It could happen to any major bridge.
Man.
And it's something, this surprised me. I didn't know this with, I know that, of course, the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed because that massive, massive, massive container ship lost power. One thing I wondered watching is, like, well, why didn't you steer it away? You can't. They cannot steer it away. Once it loses power, it loses all ability to steer.
It's
which,
like,
why? You can't. There's no manual
override.
Override,
yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like a car. If if we're driving in the car and I reach over and I turn the key and shut it off, it locks the steering wheel.
Okay, yeah.
I think it's like that.
Maybe, but still, I would think there should be a manual override option specifically for reasons like this.
I think planes have it. Yeah, I think planes have it, but I don't know.
Yeah, it just blew my mind. Now, of course, the greats of the GOP are calling it a terrorist attack.
It kind of does look like it.
Yeah.
He did try to steer it because it lost power, it gained power, and you can't turn them things on a dime.
No, it's water.
So, you know.
I mean, it looked like he really wasn't able to do anything. It was out of his hands.
Yeah.
Once it lost power like that.
I just saw somewhere the workers have like 30 seconds
to
get people off the bridge.
And they did.
You got a lot off.
They did.
They didn't get themselves off.
No.
They got.
Six, may they rest in peace.
And of course,
sending love to their families and loved ones.
And
yeah,
they were all Latino.
Yeah. All from Central and South America.
They were, whether they were undocumented or not, he came here for a better life working fucking nights on a bridge.
Yeah.
And
how important
they
that
didn't
is?
Fucking run.
No.
When it, they saved lives.
They did.
They didn't stop the cars to jump in. Let's get out of here. They fucking saved lives.
They blocked traffic so traffic could not get on there. People would have, more people, countless more people would have died.
So, you know.
So thank
again,
them for
I
their
like,
service. Yeah.
I like, you know, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You can't say it's all wrong. It does need to be some fine tuning, but.
Of course.
You know, there's more good people coming in that just want a better life to get away. And the idiots like that one kid about, oh, I'm getting all this money from the garbage, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Wait, which one?
And followers. Yeah, which one? Exactly.
Yeah.
They caught him, and he's in jail.
Oh, the one who is telling people that they should squat in homes to claim them, that guy? Yeah. Yeah. Because definitely should clarify that.
And
yeah,
you know
that
what?
Guy. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Good for DeSantis. I'll give him an attaboy.
What?
He took I think he, I can't be mistaken, squatter's rights?
Yeah.
In Florida? Gone.
Okay. That's good.
Gone.
Yeah.
And I would think that, let's just say, we own the apartment or our own house or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, good for DeSantis. He deserves that one.
Okay.
Everyone gets one. Tell him, Jillian.
Everyone gets one?
Tell him, Jillian.
Does everyone get one, Timmy boy?
DeSantis only gets one. Now, if he gets something else, he'll get another one.
Yeah, I mean, it's something. The one thing I'm wondering is there's all this scandal about squatters, but then I didn't actually hear anything really about squatters really winning anything like this. You know
but
what I mean?
It doesn't.
It seemed like, ooh, sensational, and it turned into nothing. You know what I mean?
No, because it does. It takes forever to get them out.
Okay.
That's what was great about being a landlord in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
If they're paying their rent on time,
anything,
and I just want them out, I take them to court, and they're out within 30 days.
Really?
I don't have to have a reason.
Really?
Really.
That's screwed up.
The one guy wasn't paying rent, or was paying a little bit of it. He was a real asshole about it.
Yeah.
And I'll take you to court. We get to court, because even the judge, I saw him started giggling.
Yeah.
I said, hey, he's not paying me rent. Blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah. So the judge looks at him, and he goes, well, what's your... He doesn't make any upgrades. The place is a real, you know, he didn't say shithole, but basically said shithole.
Yeah.
Judge kind of looked at me and I'm like, he's absolutely right. It's a dump. That's why I need him out. Aside from him not paying me rent, it's a dump and I want to make improvements. So maybe in 6 months from now, he can come to me and I'll let him back in. The judge, I saw him, he kind of looked down like, don't laugh. Mm-hmm. Because you never think that I'm going to use your case against you.
Yeah.
It's a dump. You're right. That's why you need to get out.
Wow.
He didn't see that coming at all.
Mm-mm. That backfired on his case.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
All right.
So, again, that's why you just got to make sure you have a good landlord. But, and I would think, again, that's kind of that's a magistrate thing.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania, magistrates are big.
Really?
You don't have to have a law degree. You're not to have a college degree. Magistrates are, say, people from the neighborhood or whatever. What's up, Enlightened Aura?
Thanks for joining us, Enlightened Aura.
Enlightened Aura. All right. Is she a cheerleader? Is that a beach?
I don't know.
Is that Halo?
But what is a...
Magistrate is someone you don't have to... you're just like a person of the neighborhood. Then settles squabbles. You have a baseline of what to do.
Okay.
You know.
But you have no basically standing or no expertise to really be doing what you're doing. Is that
you
what
kinda
it is?
Do. You kind of do.
Like, really?
Look it up. Yeah, you kind of do.
Okay, because it sounds like they don't. It sounds kind of like it's a bossy person in the neighborhood trying to tell people what to do.
No.
No?
No, because you're elected. It's an elected
position. You are elected.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because again, if you're elected to the school board or if you're elected, you know, council person, do you really know what you're doing? You kind of learn as you go along.
Okay.
So, magistrates, there's a lot of magistrates you can...
A civil officer or a lay judge.
See, a lay judge.
Yeah, who administers the law, especially one who conducts a court that deals with minor offenses and holds preliminary hearings for more serious ones. Okay. All right.
So you can go before the magistrate, state your case, and it moves forward. It doesn't. Like George, remember?
Yeah.
Secret Service George.
George
was
a
magistrate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So, where was that? Oh, I would imagine that, like, I know here in New York, that one person that's squatting in Long Island home, they said that they've been in there for, like, over a year, because they said, oh, I have a lease.
Yeah, but they don't actually have a lease.
Okay, now, I would think that
it's pretty easy.
That it would be pretty easy to get them out faster, because if you file... the necessary paperwork, you get in front of a magistrate or a judge within 30 days. Me, say, as the homeowner,
yeah.
I bring canceled checks from the garbage,
mm-hmm.
from the electric, from the key, you know, and taxes.
Yeah. This is my property.
Taxes, right.
Yeah.
And I paid the mortgage. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Now, what checks, canceled checks do they have that they sent me?
Yeah. There you go.
They haven't been paying me rent. They've never even supposed to be here.
Yeah.
That's not my signature.
And they have
Where is this? Because if me and you do not a deed, if a lease.
Yeah.
It has to get notarized.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
But so, they only have a fraudulent lease. It's not actually
fraudulent.
A lease.
No,
it's
yeah.
not actually a lease that they have.
But it had to be notarized by somebody.
Or somebody had to sign off pretending to be a notary at the very least.
Right. So who was that? If it's a notary, like when I went.
Because now they're in it too.
When I went, we went to be for Mark Charles.
Electors.
We had to go get it notarized over it on the east side. Mailbox, please. Yeah. So now if something happened, who's the notary? I know where I got it notarized. I don't know who it actually was, but let's go there.
There you go.
Right. And it would be the one with the lease that would have to go bring him in with him, like, yes, I did it.
Yeah.
This is my credentials, so forth and so on. Or I'm sure the judge could even look up on a state database.
Yeah.
So it's nothing like.
But either way, the person who notarized it probably was part of the fraud, too. Chances are.
I don't know.
If they ever had it notarized.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
With a fraudulent lease, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't.
I think it was just, you know, I don't think the person that notarized it would have been in on it. I just think it was just, you know, Charlie Brown. They just made up a name.
Oh, yeah.
But I have heard to where, say I just go squat in a house, I pretend it's mine, now I rent it to somebody.
Oof.
They legitimately start giving me money.
Yeah.
Checks, shit like that, to where I start cashing them.
Yeah.
For how long? The real owners
finally
come along and say, what the hell are you doing in my house? When did we rent this house?
From who?
Tim Schubel. Who?
Yeah.
This isn't your house.
Yeah.
His house. Well, where the hell are you? Like, it's a whole thing now.
Yeah.
It's
It's
now
a
it's a lot more having to find that person who you're renting to than, you know, it's just you. You know you're the squatter because,
yeah,
you know.
It's a mess. All right.
Yeah. And again, I feel because that there could be a lot of victims like snowbirds.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of, you know, snowbirds that, you know, go to Florida, go to wherever.
It's true. They go where it's warm.
They do the whole, you know, 6 months here, 6 months there, you know. So
some do even more. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, if there's a lot of busybodies in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Especially there's a lot of miscreants.
A lot of miscreants.
Kids get older.
Or do you think the kids that get older become miscreants? Or do you think they're miscreants from the start?
Miscreants from the start is the name of my next album.
Is that right? Well, Bernie told me you have another name for our next album.
It's his album.
Oh, well, he said it was going to be your
album.
That's
a joint album.
There you go. That's what he said. The two of you were going to do this album together.
Yeah, and Toby Keith.
There you go. Oh, Toby Keith too?
Yeah, the three of us.
I know Toby Keith was going to do your last album, like two albums
he
ago.
Did.
He did?
He did.
Oh,
he's
well,
just
that's exciting.
He said, when one of us dies, it gets released.
Oh, well, why not sooner? We all want to hear this sooner, baby.
Because this way it'll make more money.
I could,
you know,
see that.
The merchandise will be, forget it.
But isn't it nice to make some money with it while
yeah.
you're actually out and around? Hey. Like still here walking around?
How much do you need? Huh? How much?
I'm not even saying I need anything. But don't you want to see your album come out?
I have enough albums out.
Oh, man.
Hey, miscreant from the start.
Okay, so Miscreant is going to be your most recent
miscreant
album.
Miscreant from the start.
Miscreant from the start. Okay. Now, are you the miscreant from the start?
Isn't that what everyone wants to know? Could be Bernie.
Oh, Bernie's going to be part of that one, too?
Of course. What he's talking about?
No, you told him. I was going to say two ago, but he gave me a different name.
What name did he give you?
He gave me, give me a second. I had it saved here. I can't find it now. But it was basically about, I made a note of it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was part of the episode name. But it was talking, it was about, I'm trying to remember. It'll hit me in a bit. I'll bring it up again.
Okay. No problem. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this. This is sweet. Sad, but sweet. This is from a few days ago. Or like a week ago, I think, at this point. The former Prime Minister of Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife. He's the former Dutch Prime Minister and his wife. They died hand in hand.
That is sad.
By euthanasia. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. They're elderly. The former Netherlands Prime Minister Dries van Acht and his wife, Eugenie van Acht Kerkeberg. He, Dries van Acht, died hand in hand, this is a quote, with his beloved wife, Eugenie van Acht Kerkeberg, the support and anchor with whom he was together for more than 70 years. And whom he always continued to refer to as my girl.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
Like you said, so sad too. But,
yeah.
You
know. I'm glad that they were able to go out together.
Yeah. And where was it again? Canada?
No, this was in Finland. Or the Netherlands, rather.
Netherlands.
The Netherlands, yeah.
I met some lady yesterday from the Netherlands.
Really? All right. But that was a spokesperson for the nonprofit founded by the former prime minister. Both of them had been in fragile health for some time.
Mm-hmm.
He had suffered a brain hemorrhage while giving a speech at a commemoration for the Palestinians, and he never fully recovered from it. So the two of them went out together. I'm happy they were able to go out together like that.
Yeah, me too. And how old was he?
Elderly. I didn't see how old he was. They were both elderly.
Well, apparently.
Yeah. I didn't see anything about. Didn't see anything about how specifically old they were. But still, very sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet and sad, and wishing them well on their journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's always nice to hear people make peace with it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, you have no other choice, really.
I mean, you can fight it all you want. You're just going to make it harder on yourself.
Yeah, harder for everybody else around you, I think.
That too.
But, oh my goodness, wow.
Yeah, you're feeling tired?
A little bit. But
nap time coming up?
I don't think so. I don't want to fuck up my sleep schedule.
Good thinking, baby. Mm.
But? What else?
This is something. Zombie fires are burning under the snow and soil in Canada at this point. Just like that. Well, this is from those wildfires. I think, you got to have the more guttural, the whole like you're choking.
Don't tell me how to do zombie.
Don't tell you how to do zombie noises.
No. I'm not zombie.
You are, baby. You are.
I know how to make beautiful music.
Yes, you do. But these fires, these are still from the wildfires that had hit like over a year ago at this point. And these fires are just, they're continuing to smolder underground. Even through winter. That is insane.
No one put out?
Apparently, it's firefighters are trying to, but there are apparently so many of them, and since it's under all that snow and underneath all that soil, it's just that hard to do.
Makes me angry.
Oh, no. Are you an angry zombie fire?
I don't like fire.
So you're not a zombie fire.
I am with Frankenstein. We don't like fire.
Oh, man. Oh, too funny. You do. That's true. You did tell me that. And then you showed me. Helmet.
Everyone heard.
Yes, everybody listening to the podcast heard that now. Did you create that music?
Of course.
Of course, Frankenstein. I didn't know that Frankenstein created any music. I didn't know Frankenstein was a musician.
Very talented.
But I'm excited.
Monster of many talents.
I'm excited to have Frankenstein on here. How long are you with us for, Frankenstein?
I don't know. I don't know time.
You see, I didn't even know Frankenstein was able to talk. Oh my!
I let Mrs. Frankenstein think that.
Oh, there's
so she don't chew my ear off.
There's a Mrs. Frankenstein. How long have you two been together? Is it a happy marriage?
If she's listening, I say yes.
I think that's smart, Frankenstein. Oh, man. Well, are you still in touch with Dr. Frankenstein at all?
He's chasing me for copay.
Copay?
He says I owe him money from operation.
Oh no, I am sorry to hear that.
I said, check my HMO.
I love that you have an HMO. Is that how you met the missus? Did he create her too?
I don't know. I don't ask questions.
Well, is she also a creature like you?
She's the best.
Oh, yes. Thanks for joining us, ADMF. And we've got Frankenstein here. This is so exciting. So you're saying, of course, the missus is the best. I'm happy to hear that. I'm not sure I'm believing you, though, with again, the Frankensteinian groans.
She takes up too much of bed.
She takes up too much. Oh, she takes too much of bed? Like, takes up too much of it? Really?
Full-figured gal.
Oh. You know, it's funny. Tim and I were literally just talking about this, like, maybe 30, 40 minutes ago. It's funny that you bring this up. Are you friends with Tim?
Would it raise it, boys? No.
You're not friends with Tim?
No. Who?
Timmy boy.
Oh.
The one who this podcast is named
after.
I don't know. You know, it's funny because I know whenever we have surprise guests come in, they're always friends of his.
I don't know. I could be.
Because it's something like that. All of a sudden, like a guest will show up and Timmy boy just disappears.
Maybe I chase him off. He's too scared.
Did you chase Timmy boy away?
I don't know.
I hope you didn't. I'm a fan of Timmy boy.
Well, I gotta go.
Oh,
they're
you
calling
do?
Me.
Oh, is that ship? Is that for you?
Yeah, they put me in a cage and take me from port to port.
Oh, why do they put you in a cage?
In case I get carried away or I tend to go towards the liquor section and make us, they say, spectacle of myself.
Where are you going next? Do you know?
No.
Well, I'm wishing you wonderful travels.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping that you come back and see us again soon, Frankenstein. Thanks. All right, bye, Frankenstein.
Bye.
Well, that's entertaining. I never know who's going to show up. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for joining us. And I would think we should probably be here again maybe tomorrow. But everybody have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, a wonderful rest of your weekend. And we will hopefully, we should be able to be back on maybe tomorrow afternoon. Take it easy, everybody.